Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's Bobby Darin bringing us back to late great Bobby Darin. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Patterson is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's one of the world's experts on customer care, co-author along with Chip Bell of Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Wired and Dangerous, Take Their Breath Away. You see, you get the picture. It's all about the customer, John. And I need your website, please.
My website is johnrpatterson.com.
All right, so check it out. They can find all the things you do there, the books and everything there. And also they can find out more about your ideas on customer experience, lifetime customer experience warranty, right?
Absolutely. They absolutely can. And we wrote a blog about that recently. It's on taketheirbreathaway.com.
So
all about the guarantee.
Let's talk about this some more. And
Is
this the money that this will cost you will be in the form of training, right? Making sure, and it might not even cost you anything directly, right? It could be just the time that you spend.
It could be. I think it will change the way you think about hiring and training, and you know, and reinforcing this. And it, I think, there might be some money when you look at your customer's journey, and you know, across the organization. And you look at the key points from the customer's point of view, and you go, "Oops, you know that? Wow, we gotta fix that. That's not the kind of experience we want." So, what the guarantee does? You mentioned the word accountability earlier in the show, and the guarantee brings with it a built-in sense of self-accountability. Because once everybody on the team gets on board, the strong sense of accountability is we want to deliver to the customer. You know, we'll do the guarantee. We'll deliver on the guarantee if we need to, but we're too proud. We're too good. We don't need to do that if we do a great job.
Don't you think that if you're delivering this kind of, this level of high level of non-negotiable over the top service, that if you do mess up a little bit, people cut you some slack?
Yes, people.
Don't you think if you want to get people out of your face less, do a better job of taking care of them in the beginning?
That's the whole thing, Jim. The other thing about this is if we do this, it's actually making your place a better place for the customer, but it's a better place for your employees because the customer is going to be out of their face a lot more, right? And you're doing something that builds loyalty. And we know by definition, loyal customers give you more of a break when you make a mistake, right?
And that's exactly right. And this thing about coming from the top, if you're talking to your people about this, if they don't see you as the quintessential character for this method, this approach to customers, it won't happen. I'll never forget a manager I had at Sears back when I was in college.
Yeah.
He said to me, I was taking care of a customer's complaint. And I brought him the complaint before the customer got there. He said, whatever you can get from the customer that will make them happy, short of coming to me, is a good deal for us. He said, because when they get to me, I'm going to give them whatever they want.
I love it.
So I knew that he was going to be over the top with whatever he was going to do.
Right.
And that set the stage for how I treated our customers.
Yeah, and that's a fabulous way to think about building the organization. If the guy at the top or the lady at the top says, when they get to me, I'm giving them whatever they want.
Whatever they want.
And that opens up the gate for the employee.
And that's thinking relationship, not transaction, isn't it?
Not transaction. And it's
isn't that at the heart of this?
It is. It's thinking long term, Jim, not short term. What do we want? We want loyal customers. That's long term. That's relationship. Like you're talking about, but you know you can't make the, you got to make the guarantee unconditional. You know you got to make it easy to communicate and understand, and you got to make it easy to administer. You know if you're going to make the customer sign 5 pages of you know release or whatever, it isn't going to work. If you're going to make it hard for the employee to implement, it isn't going to work. So there are some things to keep in mind. But at the bottom line is what you said. It's going to help you build a relationship, which is what you're after. It's also going to give you meaningful data, right? How many times have we had to invoke the guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
Becomes a huge metric for the organization. And what is it that caused us to invoke the guarantee allows you to examine the experience you're creating for that customer in minute detail from places that is most important to the customer and to shore it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we want that journey across the organization to be consistently great. No weak links. The customer will allow no weak links today.
Well, so, and the thing is, this is one of the key components of any small business's special sauce. Because it's only your special sauce, a combination of personality, of convenience, of specialty, of customization, of over-the-top service like John's talking about. All of those things make up your special sauce. That's the only reason why people come in your door.
That is the only reason. The other thing is it sets a very clear performance standard for what you expect of your organization and for the people that work there, right?
Yep, that's right.
It's very, very clear. There is no doubt when you see that guarantee. There's absolutely no doubt. And it focuses everybody in the organization on how the customer thinks about the experience.
JohnRPatterson.com, right, John?
Yes, sir.
JohnRPatterson.com. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I love it.
See you next time. Glad you got back okay from your wonderful European holiday. John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.